Going Scorpions. Yay, Scorpions. That was Robot Man off of In Trance from 1976. Whoever heard that before? It's a great song. Before that, UFO Space Child off of Phenomenon from 1974. Whoever heard that before? Well, actually, I had heard that before. I think that actually got airplay back in the day, but not recently. November from Sweden gave us Pa Vag, which I probably should have looked up and translated, but I didn't because I'm a naughty DJ. That is off of two, colon, small letter A, November. That's the name of the album. I don't speak Swedish. I have no idea what that means. Anyway, it's from 1971. Pretty heavy, man, for 71 out of Sweden. Woo, Sweden! Before that, The Darkness, Keep Me Hanging On. That's off of Hotcakes from 2012. That came out. That was sort of like their comeback album. The singer went in the rehab. They sort of hung it up for a while. Then they came back, and it's a good album. Before that, Warren Zevon, his first album, came out in 1969 or 70, depending on your source. It was produced by Kim Fowley. It was called Wanted, Dead or Alive, and we heard Hitchhikin' Woman. And that was that set of music. Okay, we have even less time now. We have about 45 minutes or so. You are listening to Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. And with all that said, we are going to, these guys. I've been playing a lot from this album. This is a great classic rock band. They had an album out earlier this year that kicks butt. They've got a lot of old-time members in the band. They have a new guitarist, and if you did not know it was a new guitarist, you would have figured it was the guitarist that he just replaced. That's how good they are at getting people to join their band. This is, there's been so many versions of this band. I forget what number we're up to. That probably gives you a clue as to who it is. But regardless, they sound like this. Dig it. And dig it deep. We'll be right back.
she looks all right when she's walking down the hallway. She's too clean, but her lips are sweet. At least that's what the boys say. At the dance, her almost came. She was so damn hot, like a dancer's flame. Please believe me. Why do all the other boys laugh at me? Better too tight, better too tight, better too tight, better too tight, tight, tight. Better too tight, better too tight, better too tight, better too tight, tight, tight. Ooh.
That was Mad Painter. Mad Painter with Parting Line. That's off of Splashed from 2023. One of the members of Mad Painter is basically responsible for Classic Rock Mine, a guy by the name of Alex... I can't believe my space is his name. Alex Gitlin. Fantastic knowledge base of obscure classic rock. And I had a job about 20 years ago that was mind-numbingly stupid. So I used to research bands out on the interwebs, and I kept coming across his website, and it was awesome, and it had all kinds of info and stuff. So I had to play his music. And they're a great classic rock band, and they're contemporary, and they kick ass. So there you go, Mad Painter. Before that, Mitch Ryder, Betty's Too Tight. That is off of an album, The Roof Is On Fire. That came out this year and is on the Billboard Blues charts. Mitch Ryder. Can you believe it? Unfreaking believable. Mitch Ryder on the Billboard Blues charts. Foghat on the Billboard Blues charts. I am happy as a classic rock loving clam. Before that, Hammersmith. We heard Late Night Lovin' Man. That's off of Hammersmith from 75. Those guys were from Canada. That's the one that had the cowbell. Cowbell! And let's see. Then we had Poobah Keep On Rolling. That was off of US Rock from 76. And we started the set off way back when with Deep Purple, Show Me. And that is off of Equals One, which came out this year and kicks ass. Everybody should own that album. And as I alluded to earlier, they have a new guitarist. The name is, the guy's name is Simon McBride. Awesome guitarist. And guess what? That was produced by Bob Ezrin, who also produced Kiss that started the show. I'm telling you, man, full circle. Classic rock is here, and it's certainly here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. We have under a half hour left, gang, so I am going to shut up and keep playing stuff. I don't know what's next, but dig it and dig it deep.
One.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah!
That was John Lennon. Yes, John Lennon. That's What You Got. That's off of Walls and Bridges. And that came out in 74. That was recorded during the Lost Weekend with May Pang. And Julian plays drums on one of the cuts. And it's got the duet with Elton John, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. So how cool is that? Before that, Ramatam featuring April Lawton on guitar. They gave us Can't Sit Still. That's off of Ramatam from 72, which was their first album. They did a second album, and it just wasn't nearly as rocking, unfortunately. But what are you going to do? That's rock and roll. All right, we are going to keep things going. I think I have one more song left before Mooms and Loose take over at 11. So I'm going to leave you with some Redbone. Dig it and dig it deep.